This is Worldwide Discussions, and our title is If Men and Women Switched Roles, Season 1, Episode 1. Hi, this is your neighborhood-friendly podcast group, Worldwide Discussions, and I'm your host, Jack Wilson, and these are my co-hosts.
Taeyeon Kim.
And Lauren Starr.
And today we're going to be talking about gender roles, and I'd like to start us off with our women stereotyped. And I believe that they are very stereotyped today still, because they get paid less today, and they're just like, they're kind of frowned upon in certain places or areas. It kind of like all depends on where you live and stuff like that.
Yeah, like even in like time periods in To Kill a Mockingbird, Scout, the main character in this book, has an aunt who criticizes her dad for not raising her more feminine and to like be more associated in the woman's society in that time period, but her father just lets her do whatever she wants, and that's where she gets her tomboy figure. And yeah,
I agree a lot with that. Scout, whenever she went to school, she was often overlooked because she was limited to how much she was supposed to know because of her gender. And her teacher, Miss Caroline, felt like girls shouldn't know that much. And so she was only able to read whenever she was at home because her teacher felt like she shouldn't read or write because of her gender. And a lot of the students there, males and females, were uneducated. So I personally feel like that time period, education wasn't as important as it is today. Like, without an education, you can't really get a good job nowadays. So I feel like back then, education overall was just overlooked.
In like today's society, like women and males are treated differently. Like in the article of Gender Roles by the World of Health, boys are like seen as to be tough and not be weak, but like a lot of society like pressures boys, and sometimes boys like do act like weak, and it's frowned upon. And
yeah.
In the article, like girls, like if girls are given a compliment once and every time, it's a good thing. But if they're given compliments that objectify their like face and body, like such as "you're pretty," and if you continue to hear that, they may think they're not valued in certain areas, such as their abilities and skill sets.
I agree. Also, in the workplace, men have been known to get paid more than women. For instance, like in the WNBA, the average salary of the players are between $71,000 and $80,000, compared to in the NBA, players make an average salary of $6.2 million. So that right there just proves how women get overlooked when it comes to salaries. And not only do men get paid more than women, but they also seem to get the jobs that they want based off the fact that they are male. In comparison to women, who generally have to work harder to receive the job that they want because they're female.
Yeah, in the article Gender Wage Gap of Gale Encyclopedia of U.S. Economic History, edited by Thomas Riggs, women are, even though there's no official data on wage gaps, women make 70, on average, make 77% of what men make, which is a big difference comparing salaries. And even in the states where women are paid more, it still doesn't make up the equal 100% of what men make. And there also, women do have to choose different jobs because of either because of the job they want is male dominated, or they just don't have the needs or like cans who can like get in that job. And that may be one of the reasons where women are paid less, but that could also be due to the men dominated workplace.
I agree with that, because like a lot of times today, women, they try to get like the same jobs that men do, and then the men just don't like accept them properly, so they have to like try and go looking for different jobs, and they're always not as good pay as they really wanted, so they had to try more than others.
Also, in an article from U.S. News, it was talked about Bernie Sanders' campaign and how a lot of the female employees in his campaign were sexually harassed and paid unfairly compared to men on his 2016 campaign, so he had to apologize for it.
And so, like, I feel like everyone who, like, listens to this podcast should think about, like, how we should contribute to helping fight discrimination in gender, like, for pay and jobs and overall society standards. Thank you for
listening. I hope you enjoyed
worldwide discussion.